supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Now, pretty close to halfway between fall and winter, let's make mischief with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, mischief night tonight, Halloween tomorrow. What does that have to do with the cross-quarter day, that day being the halfway point between fall and winter?
We've given these cross-quarter days during the course of the year names. There's, of course, Groundhog Day in February. There's May Day in the spring. Hardly anyone knows the day that comes between the first day of summer and the first day of fall. That's a day called Lammas. And then the one for the fall also has a strange name, but that name's been converted so that we recognize it much more readily. It's the day you mentioned. Tomorrow, Halloween, is the cross-quarter day. But if we look more closely at this, we find that these cross-quarter days also occasionally get mixed with other seasonal celebrations. And in the case of Halloween, this cross-quarter day is also mixed with a religious festival that truly got its beginning way back before the Christian religion, when the Celtic civilization was recognizing this particular change of season. They saw this day, Halloween, as the first day of winter. We, of course, see it as halfway between the first day of fall and the first day of winter.
Now, who among us, though, would be truly brave enough to open the door to a trick-or-treater from out of our solar system?
In fact, we've had one just recently. We had a visitor show up in our solar system dressed up as a comet. Actually, we had a comet show up in our skies that proved itself to be passing through our solar system at about 16 miles per second. Astronomers caught this passage in a sky survey done by an instrument called Pan-STARRS 1 that's on Haleakala, the volcano at Maui in Hawaii. Now, this sky survey and search turned up this object as it made its way through our solar system last week. But the most unusual thing about it is that this orbital path never closes. On top of that, the hyperbolic nature of the orbit shows that this comet is not of our solar system at all. It's what is now being referred to as an interstellar comet, and it turns out that it's the first one ever seen that we know of.
Gosh, if we could capture it or get close to it, studying it would reveal plenty about both its origins and presumably ours.
I can't even think of how to wrap my head around what it means if we were to look closely at it to determine its makeup. I mean, if we think of it as a comet, then we expect it to be frozen carbon dioxide, some frozen water ice. We think it has a mixture of dust and dirt in it that makes it this comet nucleus that we're all used to in our solar system. But if it's from a different solar system, or not from our solar system at the very least, what does that mean in terms of its composition? Is it truly a comet in the true sense of the word as we think of them for our solar system? Or is it a different kind of body that we haven't been aware of before, but this particular kind of trajectory suggests that it is much more reminiscent of a comet than anything else? One thing we know for sure is that it will not return to our solar system. It had its one-way ticket punched on or about October 14th.
How close did it come?
Not far, about 15 million miles away, roughly 55 to 60 times the different distance between the Earth and the Moon. But it was very small and not very reflective, so it was not seen in the evening sky. We did not know to expect it, and that's how it got picked up by this one particular survey or telescope at Haleakala.
Okay, now, is this a trick or a treat? NASA's offering cheap trips to Mars?
Hey, you can go. Well, sort of, you can go. Well, it's not you, but it's your name. NASA's offering this really cool program where you can send your name to Mars. You can become a Martian that way if you sign up for this really great program that's going aboard the spacecraft called InSight. It launches next spring, March of 2018, due to arrive later in the year. And this is a spacecraft that's going to do really tectonic work on the surface of Mars. But you have an opportunity to send your name on board the spacecraft. What you're really doing is you're giving NASA your name and your email address. Don't expect any solicitations or anything like that. But what they'll do is they'll take your name and they'll inscribe it on a microchip. And you and all of the friends and relatives you can muster up to do this, by midnight, November 1st, all of you will get to go to Mars, if in name only. But it's a really interesting opportunity to introduce people to this particular Mars Explorer. It's going to be there for 780 days. It's about a Martian year, a little more than a full Martian year. And during that time, it will collect all this information about the interior, the size, the temperature, the structure, so that scientists can try to get a better picture of the history of the development of the planet.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.